Hello, welcome to Through the Mist with me, your host, Owen. This is a Void Investor Daily podcast where we look at the law and try to understand how it all works. In this episode, we'll be looking at...
Who's your daddy?
Pregnancies. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome. Good day to one. Good day to all. Hopes everything's going well. We've got a couple of guests on today. And because I like, you know, sometimes you draw it out and pretend that they don't know the guest exists. But if you've read the title, you should know these guests exist. So guests, say hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Rock, paper, scissors. Who's going first?
Oh my god, shot
rock,
that.
Paper, scissors, go. Oh, just didn't do it at all. Okay, fine.
I look like fan one.
I won by process of elimination. Hi, I'm Fran, and I'm a lesbian. And
this isn't a dating show, Fran.
It's the only way I could find a date. So, like, this is, like, my one option. But no.
You know, if you're interested, hit her up.
Yes, on the social medias.
Slide into those DMs.
I could be rich one day. You don't know. I mean, hop on this boat. Yeah, oh god. So I'm Fran. I run a podcast as well. It's called Best Time Camp. It is currently on hiatus because I'm busy and tired. I'm also an author, which is why I'm tired. Buy my book, Home to the Wild. I'm poor. I should be rich though.
It's a really good book.
Thanks, guys. and you can find me at A Dose of Fran on the social medias and support me and stuff. That's all.
And the other one is a new guest.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Katie. I'm one half of The Damn Snapper, which is another Percy Jackson podcast. There are so many of us now. If you want to come and find my podcast, we're kind of anywhere. And we're looking at Magnus Chase at the moment, which has been really fun. But yeah, so come and find us at Damn Snapper Pod on Instagram. I don't know. We have a good time.
Yeah.
Do it. Why not?
Exactly. Why not? You have the hours in the day. Listen.
Yeah,
got just bored. We're... bored doing some cleaning. Chuck on one of the podcasts. Just
bored at work because he likes work. Listen to a podcast.
Literally, how good.
So, hello guests, welcome. Don't worry. There's no recut hashing of last 2 months ago now episode because apparently I'm becoming a bi-monthly podcast now. Yeah, there's no hashing of any of that because no one answered my question.
What was your question? I'll answer it now.
Hang on, I'll find it because I didn't anticipate this. how do you think you become a Valkyrie?
Ooh. I reckon it's in like the terms and conditions of some app that you don't read and it's like you'll be in service for like X amount of years if you accept the terms and conditions and nobody reads them, so you become, that's how you become one. That's what I think.
I think it's a selfless act of bravery that in the case of like how you would end up in Valhalla is like you usually die from a selfless act of bravery, but in their case they don't die, so they're then offered the opportunity to go save warriors who have died because like, hey, you survived, you can just show them that they're stupid because you managed to survive.
I don't know, because I feel like Valkyries would be like, they're kind of like reapers. I feel like they're not like necessarily, I don't think all of them want to be there, so I feel like if it's an involuntary thing that makes more sense in my brain.
Yeah, so they do something selfless and don't die, and then like Odin turns up being like, hey, you're a Valkyrie now, bye.
This is your life now.
Please find people dying in heroic ways. Thank you. Okay, complete side note, and I'll cut this. Is it your? When's your birthday, Fran?
Mine, 8th of December.
Okay, 'cause I just I was on Instagram and I saw your thing, so I was questioning.
Yeah, no, I popped out because I usually start it a little sooner. So, because like they end it on the day of your birthday, like that's the last day for like charity stuff. I'm doing like a fundraising thing for my birthday, Katie.
Oh, you're not just having birthday month like me.
Well, technically, I'm not even my birthday month yet because it's still November.
It could be like 2 weeks either side. What is the charity?
Oh, yeah, I didn't say. Oh, it's the Mermaids UK charity. So for trans youth and supporting of trans people. Because they're under attack at the moment because of transphobia in the UK. So if anyone who's listening, only if you do keep this in, if anyone wants to donate to the Mermaids charity, you can do so. I know it's a UK charity. So if you can't donate to the UK one because you're a somewhere else listener, donate to a trans charity where you are.
I'm a somewhere else listener.
Hi, somewhere else listener. Yeah, so a lot of in Percy Jackson world news, a lot of stuff has happened. I can't be bothered to talk about it, so pshht, and we've already plugged other things now, so that's it, we're good, done, that's it.
Yeah, just read Rick's blog.
I'm sometimes I like to hype it up, but I can't be bothered, so you know. We're going to get into the actual nit and gritty of this episode. Yes, so we are talking about pregnancies today because fan asks to.
Yeah. I was going to say, if anyone listened to, I think it was my last episode and it was the one with Katie, we had like a mini chat, and I can't remember if I kept it in the episode or not now.
Some of it was. Mostly just us being like, what?
But yeah, so we briefly talked about mine, and then me and Katie, I think in the episode then said, we need to talk to Owen about this.
Because we both went, we don't really know what we're talking about.
And you think I do?
You know more.
If anyone was going to know, it was going to be you.
I mean, fair, but...
And that's how it came to here. So welcome to this episode of Who's Your Daddy?
Who's your daddy? Sorry, it just felt like, you know?
Pull up a piece of paper. Poseidon, you are the father.
Go full Jeremy Kyle. We've done the DNA test. Poseidon,
you are the father. The father.
That show's cancelled now.
Oh yeah, it was bad.
So yeah, it's gonna be unstructured. It's just gonna be a fun chatting, losing our minds, and who knows what. I've got basic notes. Just, you know, there's some fun things I put in here. We got Apollo. Everyone loves Apollo. Apollo's great. Who I think we start here, and we're just like, we can just then just go wherever.
Pop about.
So talking about his daughter Kyla. Oh, I've lost my mind.
I think Kyla, yeah.
He says she reminds me very much of her father, the Canadian archery coach Darren Knowles. I mean her other father. And yes, of course it's possible for demigod Charles to spring from such relationships. Why not? Zeus gave birth to Dionysus out of his own thigh. Athena once had a child who was created from a handkerchief. Why should such things surprise you? We gods are capable of infinite marvels. Yeah, so... Like, we're in a weird place already because biology has gone out the window.
Yeah. It's just gone. I mean, bye-bye. Technically it was gone out the window back in last Olympian because the gods don't have
DNA.
Yeah,
but I'd like to ignore the fact that DNA doesn't exist.
That's a fair point.
Because if godly DNA doesn't exist, does that mean that... I don't know if you guys have seen Jurassic World 3, but... The whole point of Blue is that she's basically cloned herself to make a baby. And so if gods don't have DNA, does that mean that they've somehow created a way for mortals to clone themselves into a child? and that's how they've had a child? Like, I don't know how it works.
Yes.
Yes, question mark, question mark.
Or are all mortals actually plants that can...
Admittedly, that would half work if Rick hadn't kind of been slightly stupid and then had a bunch of the kids look like their godly parent, yeah. Which makes no sense.
Yeah.
Because he then says, and admittedly, he does that, all of that before he mentions the DNA thing, so...
The DNA thing is him getting questions from someone, somewhere, quite a lot, just going, but aren't they all related?
That's really
and him
spinning.
Going, well, I'll do a quick fix this for this before I officially make Aneth and Percy a couple.
Yeah, although this is the whole thing. So technically, Percy and Annabeth wouldn't have been like direct cousins anyway, because Poseidon is only technically Athena's uncle because she wasn't born; she came out.
Yeah,
of
Athena's Percy's first cousin. Annabeth's Percy's second cousin.
Yeah. Apollo. Yeah.
Yeah, no, Apollo just basically introduces the fact, canonically, that it doesn't matter. The gods can do whatever they like. Who cares? They're gods. I did have to... Also, he mentions Dionysus and Zeus, but really... I mean, yes, Dionysus was put into Zeus's thigh as a fetus, but he was also started from a mortal woman, so it's a bit weird.
Yeah.
And then Athena and the handkerchief. I searched that one up.
I had never heard that one.
It's a very distressing one, really.
Yeah.
So apparently, it's not really, it was more, it's Athena's handkerchief, and it's more a child of Hephaestus and Gaia. Because, you know, Hephaestus did the
I'm
going
to
be a man
thing
and chased her down. And then Athena went, nah, mate, and ran away and stayed away and then got it on the handkerchief and then threw the handkerchief on the earth. But she was like, I'm still going to protect this child. So, like, she raised him, but by a lot...
She's the adoptive mother.
Like, she's the adoptive mother. Yes, exactly. She didn't birth him in any way, really.
Yeah.
Just...
And Hephaestus is the deadbeat dad. I just noticed your comment here about like the brain babies and stuff like that. I'm wondering if that's the same way Kayla Knowles, who is Apollo and another guy's kid, is born. Because that's a good question, because there's no explanation. So I'm assuming it's that.
The other big one we get for like everything's magic, which we already kind of know, is Athena and her brain babies. I think it is. We have got canonical evidence. She has a belly button, right? Or don't we? I can't remember.
She says she has, but we never see it. So does it truly exist, or does she just?
I'm going to believe her unless it's a miss situation and she actually doesn't have one and is a Luke Smith scenario.
For anyone listening who doesn't know what the Luke Smith situation is, it's the Sarah Jane Adventures TV show, which is a spin-off related to Doctor Who.
This was a pure. reference for Fran and no one else.
Yeah, I wanted to give some context because it's a really nice show. You can watch it on BBC iPlayer.
Yeah, Athena. Sorry, things happen. Brains in different place now, guys. Belly buttons and Athena. Yeah. So that's the other one is Annabeth and the brain babies, because it's like, okay, so if Athena doesn't need to procreate to have kids, and Apollo can have a kid with a dude, is that the same? Magical method happening? Are they like sinking
minds,
melding minds, and having a brain baby somehow? You know,
I have a possible idea, and I can't remember where I've seen it from, but like I've seen it in joke situations of like stories about men who get pregnant and stuff like that, and they have like the pregnancy bump and stuff like that, but then there's no explanation for how they give birth. But like it then just makes you think that maybe that's the situation, because like the gods don't make sense. So it's possible that like doing the hanky panky with each other is what leads to Apollo getting pregnant and having the pregnancy bump. And because he's a god, the baby just can like pop out.
Yeah.
And just like reappear outside of his body. Yeah. So, like, full alien sort of vibe.
Yeah.
And then he just takes the child to them. Because, like, then he can just basically undo it and have his six-pack abs again. And then just pop up to the guy and be like, hey, we have a child. Bye.
So I think that's the part that, like, always confused me, especially for all of, like, the female gods who they're the ones who are having the child in you know, the day-to-day situation. And so I think the conversation we had on your podcast was, well, how long are they pregnant for? Like, with Athena, it has to be, like, instantaneous. It has to be, like, really one conversation and here's a child, because it is a brain baby. Whereas, like, with Aphrodite, we were like, how long does it take? Because there are kids in the Aphrodite cabin who are the same age, so she couldn't be pregnant for 9 months with each of them. So it's like, how long is she taking, or how long is any goddess taking to be pregnant? Like, are they all brain babies on the female side, like the female goddess's side of it? And then it just, like, yeah, I don't know. How much time between a female goddess getting with a mortal and then there being a baby involved versus the other way? If it's a mortal woman, it makes sense to me that she's pregnant for 9 months. But then we were confused because it was like, how long was Sally pregnant for with Percy? Nobody really knows, because she met Poseidon in the summer and then Percy was born in August. So, like,
so she's either
different
pregnant.
Summers?
Well, if it was my summer, it makes sense, because that's like January-ish would be the end of summer. So, like, that could work fine to getting to August, but for, like, you guys in the Northern Hemisphere, it doesn't quite work.
Yeah, and they may in Montauk, which is, like, in New York, on a beach there. So, like, it's
what
definitely
if, what
in America.
If, what if they met one first summer?
They only met for one summer, though. So it's mentioned in the book that she only ever met him once, and then she had Percy. So she either was
okay,
only
before
pregnant...
Before we get too mad in there, I just want to rope back round to the gods, and then we can look at the mortals.
I half wonder to kind of go to, like, what Katie was saying to do with Aphrodite and stuff like that, because a lot, and just in general, the fact that a lot of the kids are around the same age from, like, female goddesses as well. But how do I want to word this? Could it just be that they are, in a sense, sort of brain babies, but also not? But, like, they're all in her body at the same time. But because she's a goddess, it makes no difference. So she doesn't even look pregnant. It's
true,
like multiple
true.
Uteruses, but they're all...
Yeah,
all
so
this
was something I was thinking as well. So and it was during... Katie, you brought this... This was the... Yeah. Anyway. So if we look at Aphrodite specifically... We know that she sometimes pretends, and presumably some of the other gods do, would pretend to have the full 9 month pregnancy.
She just wants that pregnancy glow.
Because Tristan doesn't know that she's a god.
Oh, true.
He has no clue. So presumably this happens with other gods and goddesses as well. They're whether mortal. Had some technical issues there, so we'll restart the conversation. So Aphrodite, so she clearly pretends to be pregnant for 9 months, I think. And also, at the end of Toa, Apollo does the thing where he goes and visits everyone. Very nice, very wholesome, very lovely. And in that, he says he splits himself into multiple entities, and he's like, I can't quite remember which one happened first, because they were all basically happening simultaneously. So I think we basically have those two things combined basically means that she can be pregnant with different kids in and around the same point in time, because they're different versions of her, even different entities
that makes
of the
so
gods
much sense.
Are doing this all at once. And then they can also just, if they want, hold it for as long as they want and release it as quick as they want.
Just keep it cooking in there.
Yeah, exactly.
That makes a lot of sense.
That actually makes like a lot of sense because like in, I guess in Last Olympian, that's what Dionysus is doing because he's like, I'm at every party that's ever been thrown. My essence is there. So I guess that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, no wonder he's grouchy. He must be bloody exhausted. Just a party all the time. Eventually the parties get tiring.
They do. Around the 2 a.m. mark.
Oh, gosh. Poor guy.
But it's always 2 a.m. for him as well. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. But, yeah, that does actually make a lot of sense for how all these kids are born and within such a short period of time as well. And also how there are so many in certain cabins also because, like, Hermes has the most kids.
But
that's not all Hermes' fault, though. I would like to see an accurate Hermes cabin.
Oh, yeah.
I would also like to see...
I think he was still the biggest even after the kids were claimed, though.
Well, not all the kids were claimed.
Not straight away.
But they probably were still.
Yeah.
I mean, he is the god of travellers. He gets around.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of also half what I was meaning. Like, I feel like he's more likely to be the one to have multiple kids because of the fact that he is travelling around so much and doing so many different things, that he is more likely having multiple split parts of himself that are interacting with lots of different things all at once.
I feel like the more things that you're a god of, the less picky you are about your partners.
Yeah.
Because you have more in common with people because you're like, oh, yeah, we get along about this. It's totally different.
Yeah.
And Hermes does quite a few things attached to him.
Yeah.
So does Apollo.
I mean, so does Apollo.
And Apollo, I was going to say, I think Apollo is the next cabin with the biggest amount of kids, with then Aphrodite and Ares coming right after that.
Doesn't the Athena cabin have a fair few?
Oh, yeah, I guess that's true, but... That also never made any sense.
I think they all kind of have a good, bad wording, healthy amount to fill out the space that the cabins provide, except for, like, specifically, like, Hermes and the empty cabins.
Yeah.
I think all the others kind of have a size to number of humans ratio is pretty good.
That, like, always bothered me, them not having enough space in the Hermes cabin. I was like, just make the cabin bigger. Like, it's not based on worship. If you make it bigger, none of the other gods are going to be like, oh, my God, they have more stuff than I do.
I bet some of them would, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then the other gods could be like, hey, my child is sleeping on the floor. Your child has three beds to themselves. I'm making my cabin bigger.
So I'm just looking up. I was intrigued to find out if we could see how big the cabins were. But it looks so...
I think Apollo has the most named kids.
Apollo has the most named kids.
Demeter has the least.
Oh, Hephaestus actually as well has similar amount of named kids as well as Apollo. Same with Aphrodite.
I was going to say, Aphrodite has a fair few named kids.
Demeter.
Yeah, and Hermes.
Out of the cabins that are used, I would say Demeter probably has the least named kids.
Yeah, she only has two. With then Meg. And so, technically four.
She had three, shouldn't she?
I think it was four from what I just read. Hold on.
Well, there's Meg, Katie and Miranda.
Katie, yeah.
Yeah. And then Katie, Miranda, Meg, and someone called Billy.
Okay.
And then two other characters called Steve and Douglas. But
I don't remember those.
And they don't have their own wiki page. So
I won't believe it then.
Probably because...
Somewhere on the Roydon wiki is a fan fiction page. Or like a self-insert. Like someone has added like these as official characters, but it's not at all.
Yeah. But from what it looks like, Aphrodite... Apollo, Hermes, and Hephaestus have the most kids, which is interesting.
Yeah. It is very interesting because then, like, in the first book, the ones that get picked first for Capture the Flag are obviously Ares and Athena, and you would assume that it's for, like, size of the cabin, but it must just be
for the skill.
Yeah. Mm. Maybe, like, one Ares kid equals, like, six Aphrodite kids in battle.
Also, the splitting of bodies makes a lot of sense for how they're able to have so many kids around similar ages.
All at once. does.
Man, can you imagine if they were all due on the same day? Just be like a log ride shooting out of there.
Just a log flume.
Oh my god, imagine if she just had a bunch of kids who were born just a single day apart because she was like, no, I'm not having them all on one day. One for Monday, one for Tuesday, one for Thursday, one for
we're doing a Egyptian thing and just having one per day.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
They're coming up to the 9 month date and she's like, well, they don't all have to exactly be 9 months, so then she does one a week or one a day. Because she's like, some of them aren't going to live, so...
They all get to camp and they meet each other and like, oh, mine's... Hang on a second. Same age, one day apart.
Yeah.
She just scheduled like a whole week out of her calendar and was like, we don't have time.
We don't have time.
Every like 6 months, she just has the birthing week. Where she...
I love that.
The birthing week.
That's twice horrifying. A year, she has the birthing week.
And she's just, all the kids are born in those 2 weeks.
Oh my god, wait, what's the longest day of the year? Is it the winter or the summer solstice? Summer. It's summer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe it's that day, just one really long day. Get it all done.
So, no, you got to have two, just so that you would have the chance to have a 9 month period.
Sure.
Yeah. She does the American summer solstice, and then she does the Australian equivalent for their summer.
Yeah, yeah. Northern summer solstices.
I honestly don't even know if we have an equivalent.
Yeah, no, you would, because it's just the amount of time that the sun's in the sky. Well, our winter like solstice should be your summer solstice and vice versa.
There you go.
If you think about how it's literally or basically the opposite.
Yeah.
The sun's going round, so
God, it should the be shortest,
the top
later.
Half should be the longest in the bottom half.
My Christmas day could be like extra long.
Yes. Do we want to talk about the mortals? Because I think we've gone through the gods.
Yeah, sure. Just want to complain about mortals.
I feel like the mortals is what confuses me the most. The gods, I can kind of get away with. I can understand it being like vague-ish. That makes sense to me. But the mortal part of it, that really frustrates me.
Yes. It's specifically the mortal
mums,
women, or women presenting characters, because I have so many questions. And the main one is literally just, how long does the child incubate? Because
what's the gestation period?
I couldn't think of the right word, so I just said incubate. Because, like, obviously, we've got the whole thing of Percy, well, Rick does not understand time because he has Sully and Poseidon meet for one summer, and then within that one summer, Percy's born in August, which means he was born either after only 3 months of pregnancy for Sally, where it's basically a Bella Swan situation where the belly grows so fast, maybe breaks a few bones or something like that, and then she gives birth.
What's hilarious is I'm in the middle of watching that right now. I literally watched the third one before coming here.
So she's either having a Bella Swan situation, or she's cursing the gods because she's being stuck being pregnant for 12 months.
Would it be like, it'd be like,
or
15
even longer.
Months.
Or 15 months,
the,
yeah. So
the, like, the least amount would be 12 months, but the most amount would be 15 months, right?
Yeah.
Surely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because 12 months would be August to August. 15 months could be from May to August.
Yeah. And the 15 months would be if Poseidon and Sally really got together, like, the day they met.
Yeah.
Which...
But from the sounds of it, at least it seems like they spent more time together for, like, the whole summer.
Yeah.
And then Percy came along. So maybe it was, like, near the end or something like that. We'll go with that because I like the idea more of 12 months than 15 months for Sally.
So if it was the normal 9, it would be December.
Yeah.
Which, unless they met and had a thing and had a little thing over the summer, and then one random day in December, Poseidon comes back.
Yeah, which I feel like would have been noted by Rick. And the fact that it doesn't means it's either 12 months, 3 months, or 15 months.
Yeah.
Which is just horrific.
It could be even less than 3 months. Like, if they weren't together on the first day they met. And, like, if we're talking they met literally the first day of summer, then it's 3 months. But if they met, like, yeah. even a little bit into summer, like, I feel like it's leaning more towards, like, 1, maybe 2 months that she was pregnant for, yeah. which is terrifying.
The only reason I think it'd be a little bit longer is because his birthday is near the end of August. Yeah. So it's August 18th is his birthday. So, like, American holiday, summer holidays are usually around, like, end of May, June.
Yeah.
So, yeah, 2.5 months max if they've shag on the first date.
Yeah, which something tells me Sally isn't that kind of gal.
No, but she's been through a lot at this period of time. Her uncle's dead, her parents are dead, true. She's poor and
trauma
broke.
Response.
I mean, yeah, trauma response of I'm trauma sad response. And depressed.
I'm
gonna
have panky panky with this god.
Yeah. Who, I don't think she knew he was a god the first time they met, though. So maybe, oh my god, imagine if she figures out he's a god because she's suddenly pregnant very quickly.
I feel like that would
and
be
so
one
he
of
has
the
to
biggest
explain.
Indicators.
Oh, be like, okay, babe. no, guys, yeah. Poseidon got pregnant.
I will accept this.
I will accept it if it weren't for the fact that Sally talks about being pregnant with Percy.
Maybe she hallucinated. Maybe he put the thoughts like in her
so
head.
So close.
Oh, possibly.
Because, okay, yeah. But if he's part fish, how
he's
long
part
are fish?
Fish?
He could
he's
be.
Not part fish.
He could. He can.
I mean, he does have a mermaid son. He Let's, does have a mermaid son.
I love Triton, by the way. I would like to think that Percy is part fish, which I would really accept if Poseidon was part fish and was pregnant. Like a seahorse?
Oh, that'd be cool. Like
maybe Sally did get pregnant, but then Poseidon carried like a seahorse and then gave birth. I don't know. It's really got away from me. But they're not pregnant for that
either
long.
Way.
Maybe 3 months would make sense for a seahorse. I feel like that's long enough yeah. for one of them to cook
yeah,
in there.
Yeah, maybe.
Hold on, let's look.
Maybe Poseidon.
How long are seahorses pregnant? They are 30 days. It would work.
Okay. Here's how it goes down. Poseidon gets Sally pregnant properly. And then Percy starts to grow a bit too quick. So Poseidon's like, I'm going to do some magic things and transfer it to me so it doesn't damage you. Because I kind of like you because you can see
so
through me.
So kind. He's so kind.
So he does that thing and then give birth to Percy, and like maybe Sally gets maybe some fake memories thrown in there just to like.
Or maybe her memories are from the first, like before he took Percy.
Yeah.
In.
Yeah.
Flavio Percy was just like delivered in like a seashell. Here's the child that we make.
Like a massive oyster.
Instead of a pearl, you get a child.
Yeah, or Poseidon, with his now pregnant belly, walks into the ocean, disappears, and walks back up with a child.
We'll never know what happened down there. We'll never know.
Oh my god! So there is
no. Poseidon just walks in to the ocean, and then just out of the sea foam comes the child. Poseidon's gone then. That's it.
Oh, in a basket! Oh my god! Full Prince of Egypt Moses moment of just appears. This child just appears on the waves in like a basket, but a basket made of tuna or something.
A basket just made appears. Of tuna.
Be like seaweed or something, Fran. You had so many options.
Like, are we talking like
the fish?
Are we talking like he's riding on the fish, or are we talking like tuna yeah, and it's just like piled up?
Tunas are tiny.
They are not. Tunas are huge.
I meant the fish.
Tunas can be huge.
I meant the fish.
However, you're still
yeah, I was
going to
say tuna's big.
You're still having to weave fish and just.
Yeah, I don't think I meant to say basket because I was thinking of them carrying the child, but then the only thing I think of something that carries children is a basket. So that's why I then said the basket for tuna. It's 11 in the morning, shut up.
That's my new theory for your book, Fran, is that the basket that they were found in was made of tuna.
Oh wow, amazing. I love it. I'm here.
That's
for it.
Why they found it. They smelled the fish.
Smelled the yeah, exactly.
So hungry.
That's why the monsters can find him, because he reeks of fish. Because that's how he was born. Oh, I love it.
That would just be like, if that was the case, missed opportunity for so many, like, smells fishy jokes, you know? Like, suspicious.
To be honest, I'm surprised there aren't that many in the book in the first place. It seems like
this is very true.
Yeah. They talk more about how Gabe smells than the fact that Percy smells, which is, like, a huge character point for why monsters can find him, is because he reeks.
Yeah.
I mean, talk about what he smells like. Smell is a very important sense that needs to be used in books more. No one uses sense of smell in books. It's a very important sense.
Maybe everyone got COVID. I just can't smell anything.
Valid.
In 2005, they all got it.
So we have three potential possibilities for how Sally's pregnancy worked. Bella Swan.
Horrific. Horrific. Trauma.
15 months or 12 months pregnancy, just as horrific. Or Poseidon Seahorse.
Personally, I'm going to go with Poseidon Seahorse.
I'm super on board with
Poseidon Seahorse. And the reason why Sally either doesn't remember or does is that Poseidon changed her memories. Or she does know, but she doesn't want to tell Percy.
Because that would traumatize him. Yeah, that would absolutely traumatize him.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But at some point, he's going to have this same thought and conversation with Annabeth that we're having now about how, hang on a second.
I mean, he is dyslexic, and dyslexia, ADHD, etc. tie into things like dyspraxia and dyscalculia is a problem with numbers. Annabeth may have already worked it out because she's good with numbers, but she won't tell him because she saw how weirded out he got about the fact that she was born from a brain, that he'll probably have a heart attack if he finds out he was born from a seahorse. His dad became a seahorse and gave birth to him.
Great babies.
Oh my god, Poseidon turned him and Sally into seahorses so he could take the babies. And she stayed a seahorse for 30 days in the water with the
Percy was born as a seahorse.
Percy was born as a seahorse.
Percy's original form was seahorse.
Yeah, until Poseidon used his magic and turned them all mortal again.
See, but all of this would make sense as to why Percy is, like, Poseidon's, like, favourite child. Like, over Titan, absolute favourite. And it's because he literally, for once, put in the work to make the child. Whereas, like, with Triton, that would have been Amphitrite's job. Like, that's, you know, her kettle of fish.
Yeah. And with Tyson, that would have been the nymphs.
Yeah. Whereas with Percy, he's like, I had a hand in it. I cooked him for a bit. I sat on that egg, you know. We're on the precipice of something, guys.
I can definitely see it's either Bella Swan, horrible long pregnancy, or seahorse.
And we are gonna. And I think seahorse is the best option for everybody involved. So,
I think it really, really is. And it would make sense as, like,
everything else is terrible.
Yeah, it would make sense as to why, like, why Sally doesn't want to ever go live in an underwater palace, because she's like, I already went through, like, a little bit of something that I can't speak about. I don't want to, like, live through it every day.
Do you think Sally's ever going to tell Paul about it?
Oh my god. So, once I had a dream.
It makes me think about, like, the other pregnancies, though, because Poseidon's could possibly have been, like, a specific case because he's one of, like, the top gods. And also oh my god, imagine if the reason why this pregnancy was so weird is because he was breaking the River Styx pact. So he was breaking the pact that they made.
So he couldn't be him when it happened.
Mm.
Which means Sally would have had to have known that he was a god before they did anything, so that he could be like, look, this is going to sound really weird, but I'm going to need us to become some seahorses.
Yeah, let's get something related to it. So maybe the reason why the birth is so weird is because of the pact. And it was like a fallout of the River Styx, basically cursing them for breaking the pact. So things were going to be really weird, but Poseidon found a loophole by turning them into seahorses.
If that's the case, then all of the children of the big three would have to have been in a different way. So maybe Talia wasn't turned into a tree when she quote-unquote died. Maybe she was turned back into a tree when she quote-unquote died.
Ooh. Oh, well, so it could have been different things. So their pregnancies could have been like in a sense, quote unquote, normal pregnancies. Mm-hmm. But then the side effects of the river Styx was that, oh my God, I've just thought of something that's really quite dark, is that every time Talia and Jason's mum was pregnant, you know, like how some pregnancies can lead to like, oh God, what are they called?
You can't harm the gods, you harm the mortal that did the thing with.
But like, it's the demigods that are doing it. So it's the gods stuff getting into the, into the body. And their produce. When the demigods are growing.
Oh, God.
Not the exact term. Oh, God. You know when there's this thing of, like, women after they've given birth when they can have, like, psychosis
after birth?
And it makes me wonder, because that was a big thing of, like, Tani's mum became an alcoholic. She became obsessed with Zeus and the god and wanted more of it. And it makes me wonder if the side effect of having a demigod child for her was that instead of the long process of, or quick process of a pregnancy, it was psychosis. And it was the effect of demigods, because demigods have different DNA. They are more powerful, more dangerous, necessarily, maybe, during pregnancy. So her dangerous element for having demigod children from a big three, in terms of breaking the pact, was getting things maybe like postpartum depression and postpartum psychosis. And then maybe in the case of Maria, we don't know enough about Maria really to kind of know what the problem would be. Jason would be a similar situation of like the psychosis just got stronger.
Yeah.
And the postpartum got stronger, which led to more drinking and all terrible, horrible stuff for her.
I reckon it'd be plausible if, like, for Maria's case, if Hades just, like, hid her somewhere down in the underworld, like, close enough to the river Styx that maybe there'd be some kind of, like, cancelling out happening there, and, like, or maybe there was just, like...
Oh, wait, no, his was before.
Oh, absolutely.
His kids were before, like, the pact. Reason.
Yeah, no, yeah, you don't have to worry about Hades. You only have to worry about...
Oh, but Hazel, though. Hazel, I think, was after the pact.
No, she was 20s.
No, was she during?
She was during the Second World War.
Oh, yeah, because she's technically older than Nico.
Because we have that horrendous line about who Pluto, in that case, kind of looks like.
Wait, was Bad Hazel 20s and Nico 40s, or the other way around?
No, the 30s and 40s.
30s.
Because he was born in the 40s and she was born in the mid-30s.
Right.
Okay, so they were pre-packed, which is why, though there were terrible stuff that happened to their mothers, it wasn't related to the demigod children, and it wasn't related to the breaking of the pact, because Hades did not break the pact.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I like this. We're circling
it's
something.
It's horrible for the mums. We're circling something, which is that demigod children are dangerous.
Like, we didn't know that already.
Gods.
Wait. But they're dangerous specifically to their mortal parent, specifically the mothers or those with uteruses who are giving birth their demigod child.
Mortal women are just getting the short end of the stick again and again and again.
Yeah, because they're either getting Bella Swanned, which could lead to
them dying. That is great.
Yeah. God, that's actually horrible to think about, though, that if they did have a Bella Swanned situation where that mortal mum dies giving birth to the demigod child.
What happens to the child?
Yeah. Foster care. Which then leads to terrible things, because foster care obviously is a broken system, unfortunately.
I guess in, like, Camp Jupiter's case, they just get adopted by Lupra.
Yeah.
She's just running, like, a care home for infants until they're old enough to get to Camp Jupiter.
Yeah. Well, they'd probably actually be looking after the mothers more, because maybe they know about the dangers.
Yeah.
Of demigod birth.
There's no abandonment until the child is born. That's terrible.
But it also just makes me think of, like, the durability of the fetuses. Like, I think maybe half had this conversation. Oh, and you can cut this out if you think it's going to be a bit too controversial. But would abortions work? Like, if she didn't want the child?
Yeah.
Because they're technically half gods.
Yep, it would work.
So have that godly power. If
there you go.
Just because
you think it would work?
Yeah. No other reason.
I think it wouldn't. I felt like there would be, like, it would be more difficult. Not necessarily that it wouldn't work, but it'd be more difficult to do. because the durability of Demi-Cod Kids and the strength within Demi-Cod Kids could start when the piece is developing.
That
maybe
makes me wonder whether like it would even ever turn into a Bella Swan situation, or if it's like once the woman is like impregnated, if the durability of the fetus, maybe it like rubs off on the parent, on the mother, and like maybe
ooh,
their whole self becomes a little bit more.
I mean, they are attached at that point, aren't they? Like their blood circulation's attached.
Yeah, there's the nutrients from the umbilical cord.
So maybe it's
that makes a lot of sense.
Maybe that's why. So it wouldn't be. Maybe that's why some mortal women went back for seconds with some of them. They had two with, you know, because they were like just chasing that high of being part God for like a little while instead of being in a Bella Swan situation.
Yeah, but it works. It works for the demigod kids of the mother get some of the strength there because they're sharing.
That would make sense. Makes sense. There's a little bit of like godly essence in that baby.
Darn it, we don't get a timetable for Jason's birth. I've been zoning out half for like the last bit.
You are all good.
So that's what I've been looking at. And we don't get a timetable for Jason's birth. It's just within the year that Zeus came back, he was born.
But so it's less than a year.
Yeah. I thought there was a bit of an age gap between them. I thought it was 2 years.
Between
Talia and Jason.
Seven years.
There was 2 years. 7 years?
Yeah, apparently she was seven.
She was a tree for a
while. When
Zeus
came back.
Oh.
But
I thought it was a shorter period of time because I thought she was... Oh, no, actually, I guess that makes sense.
She was stuck in a tree. You've got to remember that.
Yeah. No, I just because I remember the bit with Jason and Tanya because he was 2 years old when he went missing. And I thought she was seven when he went missing. But no, I guess that makes sense because she ran off a year later. So I guess that would make sense. So she's seven when Jupiter comes back. 2 years later, Jason's two. She's nine. And then she runs away when she's 10, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't think I don't think we told how old she was when she ran away.
Yeah, no, we don't really know how long she was. Maybe we do know how long she was on the road, but it was a while ago since I read the book.
Yeah, I think she was 12 when she was turned into a tree.
Yeah. I mean, it wouldn't have been that long then she was on the road.
Yeah.
If Jason is like 1 year younger than Percy and Annabeth.
Anyway, back to pregnancy and who's the daddy.
You just love saying it.
I do. Who's your daddy?
Sorry, I just...
Oh, I've just realised there's another potential that we've kind of bypassed slightly, but it's similar to some of the god stuff. The gods do change genders, as we see with Magnus Chase, because Alex is...
Yeah, no,
dad,
yeah, that's
mortal,
dependent on...
And Loki was a woman for that period of time.
Yeah.
See, that's one that sparked my conversation with Joe, because in that specific scenario, it is said that Loki was pregnant for 9 months because it's supposed to be based on the story about the horse. And so Loki was pregnant with the horse for 9 months and then gave birth to the eight-legged horse. And so that's supposed to mirror Alex. So it's said in The Hammer of Thor that Loki was pregnant with Alex for 9 months and then dropped her off at her dad's doorstep, and he was like, this was 9 months ago, who the fuck are you?
Yeah, but also he turned up to the dad's house as him, Loki the male
version.
And he's like, I did not have a
Loki
child with you, also how?
Yeah.
Not the norm in the way that they're fluid.
Yeah.
Especially with the Greek canon, I think it's even less likely to be that. Just because it's all based off the story. So unless there's a story out there that if you read the ancient Greek, they actually are fluid, but then it's got Christianized and thought through and they're no longer fluid. I don't know, but...
There is one. There is one. Sorry, I do this quite a lot. I just raise my hand. I was like, oh, I thought a thing. There's one where Zeus pretends to be a maiden and tricks one of Artemis's maiden and sleeps with her, gets her pregnant, and then she becomes the bear?
Yes.
Or something like that?
Yeah, no, yeah. Ursa Major, Ursa Minor.
But he pretends to be a woman to take advantage of her.
Yeah. There's... I think there's questions in that if he's actually, like... if he's a woman or if he's like faking it until he gets her alone, you know?
Yeah, I don't think that was stated.
No. But I'm not saying it's not possible. It's not.
Yeah.
It's just.
But we just don't have the evidence.
We don't have the evidence for it. That's all I'm. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I thought of an example, but I realised there wasn't enough evidence to it. We don't fully know what happened.
Just kind of just happened. But that's fine because we've got Apollo to prove that that can happen anyway. So.
Yes, true.
It
true,
doesn't
true,
matter. True. I think we're coming to the end.
Yeah, I got nothing else.
I really don't.
Beyond, it makes no sense.
It makes no sense.
We came full circle and then abandoned it. Leaving yes. with the same amount of questions we started with.
We've just confirmed that Percy was born as a seahorse. That's it.
Yeah, that's all we've confirmed.
Born as a seahorse. And we've also confirmed that Rick needs to learn how to...
Math.
Plot timelines.
Yeah. But he's given up now,
also,
so that's fine.
Percy isn't 16 at the end of the series, but that's a conversation for another day.
Yeah. Right then. Outro! Thank you for indulging this theory. If you have any theories of your own that you want me to discuss, you can email them through to foo.t.mist@gmail.com, or you can follow the Instagrams at foo_mist. Make sure to follow the podcast, like the podcast, subscribe to the podcast. I've been Owen, you've been
Fran
and
Katie,
and come back next time as you try to see through the mist.
Yay. You haven't stopped recording.